2013 was a whirlwind of a year for me. I set out to see and to photograph as many species as I could in the lower 48, with a special focus on those of conservation interest. I also tried to consolidate travel so I could plot out driving routes to multiple good birding destinations on the same trips and to minimize the number of places I visited. I still drove a great many miles through 28 states and flew to 7 different birding destinations and made 5 trips into the ocean, including 3 pelagic trips. I ended the year with 604 species seen in the wild. The American Birding Association has strict rules about what species can or cannot be counted. Of my list, 593 are countable by ABA rules. Two of my not countable species, the California condor and Aplomato falcon, had been extirpated from the United States, and birds now being seen are the result of reintroduction programs, which aren't yet considered self-sustaining. The other non-countable birds on my list include several feral but probably self-sustaining populations of pet birds, such as some parrots. It's hard to know, but because during their time mingling with wild birds, they may be exposing natural populations to pathogens and certainly to at least some levels of competition, they have an impact on wild birds that I think deserves more scrutiny than if I just ignored them, especially on what I'm calling a conservation big year. On the other hand, some people are likely to want to compare my numbers to those of people who have done big years by ABA rules, so that is why I am also including my 593 ABA total. The trick with being a committed environmentalist and conservationist is that we see too clearly the bad impacts of the things we do. And so, of course, I feel guilty about all the natural resources I squandered during my quest. That also led to decisions about saving mileage by foregoing trips that would have netted me important individual species. I had some bad luck and so missed some easy birds such as sharp-tailed grouse, American golden plover, and buff-breasted sandpiper. On the other hand, I had some extraordinary luck, too. I got to see the Amazon kingfisher that set everyone abuzz in November. The rain stopped momentarily when I was at exactly the right spot along the Kalima Warbler Trail to hear and see a Kalima Warbler in Big Bend National Park. And a cow at Point Reyes mooed at just the right time to draw me over. She seemed to want to be petted, and that led to my hearing and seeing the only Pacific golden plover I saw this year. I was driving at 55 miles per hour through the mountains between Carlsbad, New Mexico and Mesa, Arizona, when I spotted the one and only dusky grouse I saw this year. I was mystified when I saw that one. I didn't realize their range extended that far south, but it turned out to be at the exact right spot for them in the state. Good luck and bad luck usually balance out, don't they? My year was filled with so many wonderful experiences that it would be impossible to choose my favorite or even make a top 10 list of the best experiences. There were simply too many. Looking back, my head is a jumble of wonderful days, wonderful places, wonderful birds, wonderful people, and wonderful moments. Unfortunately, I was overwhelmed with too many other commitments to do any kind of a good job of maintaining my blog or radio program during the year, or keeping up with processing photos or much else. I'll be working on blog posts about the most memorable birds, moments, and places as I can now. Keeping those memories alive for me will make my Conservation Big Year 2013 a gift that keeps on giving. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.